Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company will rebroadcast the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear Georgetown University fight it out with Syracuse University from their respective campuses in Washington, D.C. and Syracuse, New York. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Georgetown.
Jim Malloy, Staten Island, New York.
Leroy Donovan, New York City.
Paul Troy, Melrose, Massachusetts.
Bob Kleisley, Rochester, New York.
Mac McGarry of Station WRC will be the referee. And here's the quartet from Syracuse University.
Sally Katorski, Buffalo, New York.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Cheeseman, Syracuse, New York.
The Syracuse referee is Bob Whitney of Station WSYR.
Now, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Georgetown University signals, you'll hear... And when Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, Alan?
Okay, now thanks, Roger. Remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. May I point out that coming up first, the first bonus question tonight is a 40-point bonus question. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Can you tell us whether this statement is true or false? Quote, the American flag should be hoisted ceremoniously and lowered briskly. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
True, can you take it, Georgetown?
False.
It is just the opposite. The American flag must be hoisted briskly and lowered ceremoniously. The flag etiquette. This is 40 points possible. Somebody said that a dog is a man's best friend. Well, there are good dogs and there are bad dogs, and we're going to give you two of each kind. Now, 10 points apiece for each dog that you name or identify. First, the ever-faithful dog that grief could not drive away, Georgetown. Anybody on the Georgetown team?
Paul, do you want to try it?
No.
The old dog Trey in the Stephen Foster song. All right, 10 more points if you can tell us Donald Duck's canine friend.
Pluto.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. Now, tell us the dog that wouldn't let the horses eat the hay. The dog that wouldn't let the horses eat the hay. That's the dog in the manger at Aesop's Fables. All right, identify the dog. A. Conan Doyle's bloodthirsty dog.
The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Right, for 10 more points, Georgetown. What's the time and score, Roger?
Right now, 22 and a half minutes to go. The score, Georgetown 30, Syracuse nothing.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. And coming up as a 30-point bonus. Thursday is named after the Anglo-Saxon god Thor. I'm going to give you 10 points now if you can tell us for whom is Wednesday named. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
What was that?
Votan.
The Anglo-Saxon god Votan. Good girl, Sally. You got a 30-point bonus here for Syracuse. If you get it all, you can top Georgetown by 10 points. Now, on this bonus, Syracuse, on this bonus, you must work as a team. Work as a team. Only 3 states in the United States have been admitted to the Union in the 20th century. I'm going to give you 5 points for each of these states that you name, and if you name all 3, you'll win 30 points. But let me caution you. I'm going to accept only the first 3 states that you name. All right, work as a team. Syracuse, a 30-point bonus at stake.
Arlene Yar.
New Mexico.
Yes.
Arizona.
Right. You've got 10 points, and you can make it 30 if you
Nevada.
Name... I'm sorry. You made 10 points on that by naming two and missing the third, all right? Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Roger.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Georgetown 30, Syracuse 20. Let's go back to another toss-up question.
Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. In 1845, a Whig representative in Congress explained the passage of a law that set the date for an annual event. Georgetown.
Leo O'Donovan.
Election day in November.
That's right, and I didn't even ask the question, Georgetown. Let me finish the question, but that is the answer. I was going to say, and I thought it was pretty cute. He said in the following words, harvesting is over then, and winter has not yet made the roads impassable. And for 10 points, what's the annual event? The answer is election day, and you got it, Georgetown. You got a 30-point musical bonus, and here it is. We're going to play excerpts from three classical compositions. Now, each time that you correctly identify the time of day mentioned in the titles, you're going to get 10 points. First of all, here goes. Time of day mentioned in the title.
Jim Malloy.
Evening.
No, I'm sorry. No correction. That is afternoon. Simultaneously, that's out. I'm sorry. That's out. It came in after I had started. It could have been a little bit sooner. All right, now the time of day mentioned in this one.
Jim Malloy.
Evening.
Right. What is that?
Oh, Evening Star.
Oh, Wagner's Oh, Evening Star. All right. The time of day mentioned in the title of this. This is a segment from a suite. I'll give you that much of a clue.
And Jim Malloy again.
Morning.
Right. Morning mood from the Peer-Gynt suite number one. All right. What's the score, Roger?
Score right now. Georgetown, 60 points. Syracuse, 20. We have 19 minutes to go, Alan.
All right. And I got a big announcement for you. Hold on to your hats. The next bonus is worth 50 points. You could make 50 points in the next bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. This is the relationship question. Ophelia is to Laertes as Wendy is to Syracuse.
Peter Pan. Peter Pan.
No, can you take it, sir? Can you take it, Georgetown? Can you take it? No takers? It's a relationship question. Ophelia is to Laertes as Wendy is either to John or Michael in Peter Pan. You see, Laertes and Ophelia are brothers and sisters in Hamlet. All right, we got another toss-up question coming up, and still is a 50-point bonus. Oh, you get a minus 5 points, Syracuse, for interrupting that toss-up question and getting it incorrect. Here we go. If your botany and geology professors were to cast a familiar aphorism into technical jargon, they might say, quote, no bryophytic organisms are collected on our... Georgetown.
Paul Troy. Any name, other name would smell no sweeter.
All right, penalize them 5 points. I'll finish the toss-up question for Syracuse. If your botany and geology professors were to cast a familiar aphorism into technical jargon, they might say, no bryophytic organisms are collected on a rotating lattice. For 10 points, what would you say, Syracuse?
Sally Katorski.
Rolling stone gathers no moss.
Right, for 10 points. And Syracuse, by waiting, you got a 50-point bonus. Now, here we go. For 10 quick points, 10 points apiece, I want you to complete the following pairs. First of all, in Shakespeare... it's Desdemona and...
Charles Samuels.
Othello.
Right, for 10 points. All right, 10 more points if you will complete this pair. Two conflicting parties in 12th and 14th century Italy and Germany were the Guelphs and the... And the Ghibellines, all right? A poem by Matthew Arnold. Sohrab and...
Bob Cheeseman.
Sohrab and Rostrum.
Right, Rustum. R-U-S-T-U-M, Bob. Okay, 10 points, I'll accept it. All right, a bad choice of alternatives between Scylla and...
Charybdis.
Right. Right, Arlene. Charybdis for 10 points. All right, in the government of France, it's the National Assembly and... In the government of France, one answer.
Go ahead, Bob.
Chamber of Deputies.
No, the Council of the Republic, the two governing bodies in the French government. All right. What's the score and time, Roger?
Score and time right now. Georgetown 55, Syracuse 55, a tie. We have 15 minutes to go.
I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here we go. If you read the newspapers, you remember this story. Last month, a Welshman said to an Englishman, quote, "You're nothing but a bully, a big bully." And the Englishman said to the Welshman, quote, "You're just the leader of the Bobby Soxers," end quote. Now, 10 points if you can tell us at what meeting this acrimonious exchange took place.
That's Georgetown. Jim Malloy.
That was at the Laborite Conference.
Right, the Laborite Conference at Scarsborough, England. All right, Jim Malloy. Jim, can you tell me who said what? What two men were fighting with each other?
One of them was Nye Bevan. I don't know who the other one was.
All right, Arthur Deacon. All right, here we go. You got a 30-point view of bonus, Georgetown. Here's a geography word game. I'm going to give you a series of definitions in short words that, when grouped together, sound like a geographical place name. One extra hint. Tonight, all of our places are in Canada. Now, you'll get 10 points, Georgetown, each time you give me a correct answer, but you must work fairly fast. First of all, a city that sounds like a covered vehicle and the French word for tablecloth.
Vancouver.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. All right. A province that sounds like, to be impudent, what the man behind the batter is supposed to do, the letter E and a word meaning pale.
Go ahead, Paul.
Saskatchewan.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. All right. A lake that sounds like the antonym for lose, a word meaning to pinch, and a kind of wooden fastener. Georgetown.
Winnipeg.
Right, for 10 points. Georgetown. What's the time score, Roger?
Score right now. Georgetown, 95. Syracuse, 55. We have 12 and a half minutes to go, and there's the halftime whistle.
And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last November. And so questions and allusions to current events are not so current now as they were then. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. And now with 10 minutes to go, the score, Syracuse University 55, Georgetown University 95. Back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
All right, coming up is a 30-point bonus. A man named Jim Smiley put his pet Batrachian through its paces in a famous fictional sporting event. Now, for 10 points, what was that event? Georgetown.
The Jumping Frogs.
Right, the celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County by Mark Twain. All right, you got a 30-point bonus for that, Georgetown. For 30 points, tell us, to what monarch does the following very famous phrase refer? Quote, a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people, end quote. Now, what is the name of this monarch? Georgetown. Anybody on the team? To what monarch does this refer?
James II of England?
Nope. It's George III of England. King George III of England, and you might be interested to know that that phrase was quoted from the Declaration of Independence, all right?
I'm afraid I realized that after you said it.
Okay, here's a 30-point bonus coming up, and here's your toss-up. We're going to give you 10 points if you can identify the head of state that the roundheads beheaded. Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Charles I.
Charles I of England, right, Sally Katorski for Syracuse. Here's your 30-point bonus. For 10 points apiece, Syracuse, anybody on the team working as a team, I want you to identify the following amateur gardeners of fiction. First of all, he's an overweight super sleuth who raises orchids.
Bob Cheeseman.
That's Rex Stout by Nero Wolfe.
Nero Wolf by Rex Stout.
That's all right. I'll buy it either way, okay? She's the heroine of a wartime novel that raises roses. Go ahead, Bob.
That's Mrs. Miniver.
That's right. That's right. She's cultivated a crop of cockle shells and silver bells.
How about it, Sally?
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Mr. Smerry.
That's
right.
Mr. Smerry or Mary Mary the nursery rhymes. Okay, what's the time and score, Roger?
Well, Syracuse picked up on that bonus question. 95 to Georgetown's 105. We have 7.5 minutes to go.
All right, coming up is a musical bonus. It's our popular musical bonus. Here we go with a toss-up for 10 points. Why is the following quotation currently significant? Quote, he was an old man who fished alone in the Gulf Stream and he had gone... Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Leo Donovan. Ernest Hemingway won the Nobel Prize for his book, The Old Man and the Sea.
That's right, and the quotation is from that. I will accept that, Georgetown. I didn't finish the quotation. You got very... You got it right, though. It was a quotation from The Old Man and the Sea, and we'll accept it. Now, here's your 30-point musical bonus, Georgetown. Are you ready for a little romance? I guess Georgetown's always ready for romance. We're going to play parts of three popular romantic songs, and for 10 points apiece, you are to tell us what you can... or can't do according to the lyrics and the titles of each song. First. Can you or can't you do it?
Dream.
Dream. You can dream. All right. You can dream, can't I? I can dream, can't I? Thanks, Panicky. Wonderful band. All right. What can you or can't you do according to this?
I can't get a start.
That's all right, I'll take it. I can't get a start, or you can't get started. What, you know, that's the same thing. All right, that's... I can't get started with you. All right, what can you or can't you do according to the title of this one?
You can believe.
You what? What?
You can believe.
You what?
Can't believe.
Can't believe.
All right, I'll accept it. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Well, all right, you're not in love. What's the time and score, Roger?
Time right now, 5.5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 145. Syracuse, 95, Alan.
All right, a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, identify the lady who last week made the headlines when she shopped at Hamaker Schlemmer, Sexist... Georgetown.
Leo O'Donovan, Jim Malloy.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Mother.
That's right. Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. All right, here's your 25-point bonus, Georgetown. For quick 5 points each. For 5 points each. Now, work as a team. I'm going to accept the first five I hear. Name the five United States presidents who are known as our war presidents outside of Roosevelt and Truman.
Lincoln.
Right.
Polk.
Right.
Wilson.
Right.
McKinley.
Right. One more. 20 points.
Washington.
No, Madison. War of 1812. All right, that's 20 points for you. It's time and score, Roger.
Time right now. 5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 175. Syracuse, 95.
Here we go with a 20-point bonus. 20-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, what is the line of verse that precedes, quote, I never hoped to see one? Georgetown.
Leo O'Donovan.
I never saw a purple cow. In...
Right. I never saw a purple cow. I never hoped to see one. Here's a 20-point bonus question. Here's a 20-point bonus question. Now, you've got to think very carefully and come up with one answer. Here you go. One answer, Georgetown. Two-inch thick books are standing together on a library shelf. What would be the approximate distance covered by a bookworm eating his way from the front cover of the first book to the back cover of the second book? One answer, Georgetown.
Could you repeat the question, please?
What would be the... Two-inch books are standing together on a library shelf. Now, what would be the approximate distance covered by a bookworm eating his way from the front cover of the first book to the back cover of the second book?
Well, Paul Troy was right.
4 inches.
No, I'm sorry. 1/16 to a quarter of an inch. The front cover of the first book is smack against the back cover of the second book. Look at your library shelf. Here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. Toss-up. Here. Two Romans. Name. Herminius and Lartius helped a third famous Roman to perform a brave deed. For 10 points, Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Isn't that Horatio at the bridge?
That's right, Horatio at the bridge. Here's your 25-point bonus, Syracuse. Now, if you were showing a 5-gated horse in the National Horse Show at Madison Square Garden in New York, Syracuse, what would the 5 gates be? 5 points for each of the gates you name. I'll accept only the first 5 I hear.
Bob Cheeseman.
Trotting.
Right.
How about you, Arlene?
Walking. Canter.
Canter, walk. I've heard 3.
Gallop.
No. All right, that's
gallop,
walk, one more. One more.
Post.
No. You missed pace and single foot. I would have accepted rack, but you got walk, trot, and canter, which is 15 points. All right, here we go with a 20-point bonus coming up. Time and score, Roger.
Time right now. 2.5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 185. Syracuse, 120, Alan.
20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. What important Asiatic country has been described as a geographic monstrosity? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Pakistan.
Right, for 10 points, Pakistan. Here's your 20-point bonus, Syracuse. Imagine that you are duplicating a famous trip. The first day you travel from London to Dartford. The second day from Dartford to Rochester. The third day from Rochester to Ospring. Now, for 20 points, tell us, where would you probably go on the fourth day?
We're having a conference. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Where would you go on the fourth day?
Canterbury.
That's right. From Ospring to Canterbury. 20 points. All right, you've got a 20-point bonus coming up, 85 to 100, 185 to 150. Here's a culinary toss-up for undergraduate cooks for 10 points. What would you be more likely to do? Braise a cheap piece of meat or an expensive piece of meat? Syracuse.
Charles Samuel.
I think that would be a cheap piece of meat.
That'd be right for 10 points, Syracuse. All right, here's your bonus, a 20-point bonus, Syracuse. Tell us, in what famous painting is the right eye of the figure of Christ the focal point of the entire composition? Syracuse.
We're having a conference. I think this is Rouault's Christ.
No, this is The Last Supper by Da Vinci.
Oh.
All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. 10 points. If you can tell us the more common name for the fruit our grandparents called love apples. Georgetown.
Jim Malloy. A tomato.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. Here's your 30-point bonus. Your 30-point bonus, Georgetown. For 10 points apiece, name the 3 lowest areas below sea level on the Earth's surface, located respectively in Asia, Africa, and the United States. Asia, Africa,
and the conference, Alan.
All right. Don't take too much time. Don't take too much time.
Death Valley is for the United States.
That's 10 points. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. They
all right,
won't have a chance to finish.
I'll
that
answer
bonus
Libyan
question.
Desert and the Dead Sea. Libyan Desert for Africa, the Dead Sea for
Asia. That's it. Alan, time's up, but the game is over for this week. The final score on the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 160 points for Syracuse and 205 points for the winner, Georgetown University.
Yeah,
each member of the Syracuse team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Georgetown will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Georgetown will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, I want to congratulate Georgetown, and I want to say thanks to the wonderful team from Syracuse, Sally Katorski, Charles Samuels, Arlene Yar, and Bob Cheeseman. You've been great. Next week, Georgetown meets Minnesota, and the following week, we'll have varsity scholars from Smith College, University of Georgia, Northwestern University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities all throughout the United States. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Referees tonight were Mac McGarry of Station WRC, Washington, for Georgetown University, and Bob Whitney of WSYR, Syracuse, New York, for Syracuse University. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Georgetown meets the University of Minnesota, and they come up against this question.
By what other name do we Americans refer to the Battle of the Little Big Horn?
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you think will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions, and join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.